The president's telephone message broadcast to a rally at Foster Auditorium on the University of Alabama campus honoring the undefeated Crimson Tide football team. The Waldorf Astoria, New York City, December 5th, 1961.
Dr. Rose, Coach Bryant, members of the football team, faculty, students, and friends of the University of Alabama, I'm delighted to have this opportunity to congratulate you on the season that you've just finished. I was at college in the 30s, and I remember those days when the Crimson Tide was sweeping across the United States, when it went to the Rose Bowl on several occasions and won. And I am delighted, and I'm sure all of us who are supporters of football are delighted to see the University of Alabama on the top again. And I think that what is particularly satisfying is that the University of Alabama, while emphasizing sports and emphasizing football, that the players on this team have also recognized other obligations that have combined scholastic accomplishment. And I think that it's a sort of source of satisfaction to all of us who are interested in your school and state and in this country that we can produce people who recognize the interrelationship between physical fitness and those who want to carry the burdens which go with national life today. The University of Alabama has one of the finest traditions in intercollegiate football. And on January 1st, you will be playing your third game at the Sugar Bowl, and I will be watching it on television. Tonight, we're present at the National Football Hall of Fame dinner. And it is a source of satisfaction to note that your University of Alabama has had four former players and two former coaches honored by the Football Hall of Fame. And one of your former players, Mr. Young Boozer, is receiving the Sports Illustrated Silver Anniversary Award tonight, along with 24 others. The University of Alabama is a great school and has had a great tradition in the South and in the country. I congratulate the members of the team tonight, and I wish you every success come January, and every success to the university in the future. Thank you, Dr. Rose and Coach Bryant and the members of the team.